there a crisis at the border, or is President Trump just stoking fear? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It depends who you believe.
Thousands of Americans have been brutally killed by those who illegally entered our country, and thousands more lives will be lost if we don't act right now.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded last night.
The fact is, the women and children at the border are not a security threat. They are a humanitarian challenge.
There will be more talks today. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
Following his primetime address last night, the president will travel to Capitol Hill this afternoon to meet with Senate Republicans to lay out his strategy for trying to get Congress to provide funding for a border wall with Mexico. The president later today will then meet with congressional leaders from both parties in the Situation Room in an effort to end the impasse that has kept the government partially closed for 19 days. Dave?
John, this government shutdown, the Senate minority leader, Democrat Chuck Schumer, says
federal workers are about to miss a paycheck. Some families can't get a mortgage to buy a new home. Farmers and small businesses won't get loans they desperately need.
He wants Republicans to restore funding while they keep negotiating. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's planning to depart in a few weeks, but White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says he's not being forced out.
My guess is that he is making room for the new Attorney General to build a team that he wants around him.
Rosenstein oversaw the special counsel's Russia probe for a year and a half. Republicans in Congress had threatened to impeach him, accusing Rosenstein of not cooperating with their Trump and Clinton investigations. There is a new court filing in the case against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, alleging that he shared 2016 polling data with someone accused of having ties to Russian intelligence, then lied to investigators about it. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Less than a week since taking over control of the House, Democrats are making a new push for stricter gun laws led by former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords.
We must never stop fighting. Fight, fight, fight. Be bold. Be courageous.
Giffords, 8 years to the day after she was shot in the head in an attack in Arizona that left six other people dead. The bill would expand background checks to all gun sales, but it may not go anywhere in the Republican-led Senate. Gun rights advocates maintain expanding background checks would not prevent most shootings. In Texas, a second man has now been charged with murder in the shooting death of a seven-year-old girl in a drive-by that her family initially believed was racially motivated. The prosecutors say Larry Woodruff killed Jasmine Barnes as she and her family drove to a grocery store. They have one last day to avert a strike in Los Angeles, teachers threatening to walk off their jobs tomorrow.
The LA Teachers Union dropped their demands for teachers to have more control over standardized testing and budget decisions, along with a say in a new magnet program, but they still want more money than LAUSD is willing to give. Not just for wages, but to hire more teachers, to reduce class sizes, and to hire nurses, librarians, and counselors.
We do not have the resources to meet all of UTLA's demands, that we have a large and growing budget deficit.
That could lead to insolvency if not managed properly, according to LAUSD Board President Austin Buettner. Both sides are set to meet again to continue negotiations Wednesday. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
If teachers do strike, the schools will stay open still for the hundreds of thousands of students. The district has already hired hundreds of substitutes. For a fourth day in a row, stocks might rise. Dow futures up more than 100 the morning after a 256-point gain. And oil has been surging. It's back over $51 a barrel today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Urbana fire crews responded to a house fire early yesterday morning. Two adults and a cat were displaced in the fire in the 2300 block of East Pennsylvania. No injuries were reported. The fire was in the attic, and detectors did not sound due to the fire being above the ceiling. There was an estimated $50,000 damage to the home. No word yet on a cause. The Champaign City Council tonight is set to vote on the fourth phase of the multi-corridor enhancement project. The News Gazette says the fourth phase will include the repaving of Wright Street from Springfield Avenue to Armory and of Armory from Wright to 4th Street. Construction would be done by December of 2020. Total cost of the fourth phase of the project would be about $13.2 million. So far, the project has been funded by a federal grant, but the rest will come from matching funds. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
ESPN 93.5, I'm Diane Ducey, Stevie J touring Asia, a report coming up. Let's find out how the weather is here in East Central Illinois. I'm loving the sunshine, but back to winter with a high 25, low 16, breezy with winds between 20 and 30 miles per hour from the northwest. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine for tomorrow with a high 30, low 20, 35 the high on Friday, up to 32 with snow showers in the forecast both Saturday and Sunday. Again, right now we're at 22, but it feels like 9 because of that wind out there. So take note of that. ESPN 93.5 with Stevie J. Touring Asia, 5 different countries, and some great experiences on the boat. I know last night at Philo Tavern, I was talking with Stevie's brother Johnny and Bobby Ketchaterian. It was celebrating her 60th birthday. And, of course, it was Elvis's birthday yesterday, so an Elvis impersonator was there. Good times for all. ESPN 93.5 as Stevie files his reports.
Hey, Diane, and good morning, everybody. This is Stevie J. I am on the Princess Cruise Sapphire, and I'd like to talk here in the first segment today here on the show a little bit about this cruise ship and a little why we like cruising. And many of you have never cruised, and it's tough because, you know, it costs a little money, takes a little time. We got into cruising a long time ago when, in 1997, we were asked to host a trip to Hawaii. At the time, Nathaniel, my oldest, was 4, and the triplets were in Mama's tummy. So we took and hosted about 42 people to Hawaii on our very first trip, and we were on a ship that was 50 years old. It was old. I mean, Nathaniel got a splinter in his foot on the deck of that, and the captain took the splinter out. So you can just envision how small the ship was. The pools were old and unusable. It was an American Hawaii cruise. It was our very first one, and we loved it. It was a porthole. I mean, we're talking old, but we enjoyed it. The Hawaiian Islands were amazing, and that kind of got us going. So since we've been leading groups all over the world and been very blessed to get perspective and to get a chance to see incredible sights and sounds, and the ships are just a big part of this because essentially it's a floating hotel. When you get on one of these ships, you just take your clothes out of your suitcase, you hang them up, put them in drawers, you live there for a week or so, and you're just set. You don't have to get on and off buses, which I didn't enjoy doing. If you take other types of tours, certainly they're fine, but it's just lugging luggage can get a little bit old. So we enjoy the aspect of once you're in, and there's just nothing else really to do except enjoy. And then there's no cleaning, there's no washing dishes, there's no preparing food. You just pick what you want to eat, and there's so many options. On this particular ship, there are 4 dining rooms at night to choose from. And, of course, there's a pizza place, too. All of this food comes free. There's a bit of a change that we've noticed in 2018 that was implemented last year, but at least by Princess Cruises, where the steaks at dinner cost. That's the very first time that's ever happened. Always everything was free. Now they're starting to perhaps inch closer to charging for things like a steak at night. So that's a little bit different. It was nothing we were excited to hear, but it happened, and it's not like we're going hungry because you can order as it is. You can order the lamb, and then if you wanted some Alfredo on top of that, you can get 2 or 3 more main courses. So you're not going hungry here. The big challenge is you don't want to overdo it on a cruise ship to the point of, you know, being uncomfortable. comfortable and you just shouldn't get off your normal schedule. Enjoy, but try not to overeat, which is really hard because the food tastes so good. This Princess Sapphire, we're on, of course, part of Princess Cruises, which owns Carnival. This particular ship is about 900 feet long. If you can envision, 3 football fields long, 18 stories high, Diane. This has got an outdoor basketball court. It's got fun in and out, mini bars, all kinds of lounges, find nooks and crannies. You can read books. You can be alone, believe it or not, with over 4,000 people on the ship, 2,300 maybe passengers, 1,600 crew. They come from all over the world. The crew are always fun to meet. Philippines has a big presence here, but you always hear people from the Ukraine. You have people from all over the world that enjoy, working on a cruise ship, perhaps make more doing this type of work than they could in their homeland. But I would totally recommend cruising. It'd be fun for Stevie J Travel to maybe organize a 4-day cruise, something we could do from a Thursday to a Sunday. That would be affordable. We could get you in on trying this stuff out and maybe make it for first-time cruisers and kind of have an introductory kind of a thing. It'd really be fun because once you travel with somebody, you just kind of bond with them because you have these shared experiences that are really amazing and you just go through them together. We have so many new friends because of what we've done with cruising. So I would invite you to go to our website, steviejtravel.com, steviejtravel.com, and look at the trips we have coming up. But we'd love you to join us at some point on one of our adventures. We're enjoying Grand Asia. It's a lot of fun. I'll have another report coming up later. I'm so glad you're listening. I believe the president speaks tonight. Now, we're 15 hours ahead of you. So I'll be enjoying the president's talk Wednesday night from the Oval Office, I believe is what I've read. That'll be well into Thursday for us as we are far ahead of you time-wise. We're on the other side of the globe. If you get a chance to look at a map, you can just see how far away we are. But, man, it's something. It is such a step away from anything I'm used to. It's so different here in Asia from the standpoint of culture and language and communication, the things that we've done all over the world, but not necessarily here. We've never really done Asia. So more as we go. Diane, thank you again for all you're doing for us while I'm here. And I'll be chatting with you soon from the Princess Sapphire. This is Stevie J, ESPN 93.5.
Stevie J Travel presents 2019. Enjoy many great group trips to incredible destinations. Maybe it's Alaska or Canyon Country with Mary Beth Porosik, or a trip down the Rhine River with Janet and me. Or maybe you're interested in our Weapons of World War II trip. All you have to do to find out more is visit steviejtravel.com. Again, steviejtravel.com. And join us in 2019. Where do you want to go?
At GameDaySpirit.com. Get your gear at Game Day and go Illini.
ESPN 93.5, I'm Diane Ducey. I've been flying solo with Stevie, touring 5 countries in Asia. And joining me in the studio is Sam Banks. Hi.
Hey, good morning, Diane.
I know I got my sportscast to do, but it's always fun to be interactive with that. We were just kind of lamenting about that Bears loss. You're a Bears fan, right?
I am a Bears fan. That was a heartbreaker.
So do we root for the Eagles when they take on New Orleans, or do you have a favorite in the playoffs?
After the Bears are out, I'm pretty much, so depressed that I don't stop paying attention.
Well, that game is the later one on Sunday, Eagles and Saints. The Chargers and Patriots happening earlier on Sunday. On Saturday, the playoff games include the Colts, which maybe I'll root for the Colts, and Kansas City, and then Dallas and the L.A. Rams in the later game on Saturday. Now, today, as far as games you can catch, our Illini women's basketball team, boy, they've been having a pretty good season.
They really have. I like what I'm seeing out of those guys.
Exactly. They've got Rutgers tonight at 7 o'clock. We are 9-5 on the season and 1-2 in the Big Ten. And, of course, the Illini men hosting number 2, Michigan.
Oh, tough task there.
Tomorrow at 7.
Got some great people coming, though.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, those recruits that Coach
yes,
Underwood's bringing
that's
in.
That's right.
Turned the corner.
So, good stuff. And Jeremy Warner, Austin Berkland working on their show 9 to 11 here on ESPN 93.5 talking about all of that. We've also had Illini Nation talking about the football recruits that have been
committing to Lovey's Pit.
Absolutely. Great things happening on the recruiting front.
I mean, people are looking up. The latest, this tight end from Carterville, Illinois, Luke Ford, is 6'6", 250 pounds. He would have 3 years of eligibility remaining on the field. He was a freshman at the University of Georgia, so transferring over, but back into home territory. I guess that he has grandparents and one of them ailing, and he just wanted to be closer to home for his college career. So that's good stuff. As far as the coaching carousel, looks like Cliff Kingsbury is going to the Arizona Cardinals from Texas Tech and University of Southern Cal. And Bruce Arians is back in action again, coming out of retirement with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hiring him. He's 66. Chicago White Sox looks like they've acquired Kelvin Herrera, a two-year, $18 million deal. I know Jeremy's a Chicago White Sox fan, so maybe we'll hear more about that. Now, you're on the Cubs side of things, right?
That's right. Big Cubs fan.
But I know the St. Louis Cardinals fans are excited about our Cardinal Caravan, and it's presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. It's coming up on Friday the 18th, and Jose Martinez is on the Cardinal Caravan. John Brebbia, John Gant, Lane Thomas, Al Rabowski, and Benji Molina. Sometimes they bring in some Cardinals alumni for us to talk to. Lante will do the Q&A and work the room there at the iHotel at noon. Broadcaster Tom Ackerman is also in on the fun. Again, that's Friday, January 18th, in case you want to mark your calendars. So we had the Bulls in action at Portland tonight. The Pacers will be at Boston tonight. Pacers over Cleveland last night, 123-115. Thaddeus King leading Indianapolis with 26 points. Parkland wins over Kankakee, 62-61 on the men's side, but the ladies lost to South Suburban. That final was 68-58. That combs over our sports headlines here on ESPN 93.5. Now I'll get into our forecast, calling for colder conditions today. After a couple of days of 50-degree weather, here we are with a high 25 and a low 16, sunny and windy. We've got a high 30 tomorrow with some clouds in the morning and afternoon sunshine, down to 20 at night. Clouds on Friday with a high 35, low 27, and we've got a chance of snow on Sunday. So I hope at the end of the week you got the Christmas decorations down or whatever you had to do outside, because now we're back into the winter condition. Provident Financial Group, partnerships you can trust, bringing on our Fox Business Minute that comes your way at 20 after 8 here on ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, Constellation Brands, the company that makes Corona Beer, Robert Mondavi Wines, and other beverage brands, is reporting a stronger-than-expected quarter. Constellation also owns nearly 10% of Canadian medical marijuana company Canopy Growth. Interest rates declined last week, and more people were applying for a mortgage. The Mortgage Bankers Association says mortgage applications rose more than 23% in the week ending last Friday. The average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage slipped to 4.74%. The P.F. Chang restaurant chain could be sold. Nation's Restaurant News says an investment firm, Triartisan Capital Advisors, is in exclusive talks to buy the company for as much as $700 million. It's currently owned by another investment firm, Centerbridge Partners. P.F. Chang has about 220 restaurants. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
822 on ESPN 93.5. I'm Diane Ducey. I'm welcoming on our studio line from the Champaign Park District, Joe DeLuce.
Good morning, Diane.
Hi, how's 2019 going for you?
Fantastic so far.
Well, I know you guys have been managing the Virginia Theater. That's under the Champaign Park District umbrella. And there's an event coming up tomorrow night called Ties and Tennies. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's put on by our foundation, our Parks Foundation, and it's helping raise money for the new Martin Center. Also recognizing some of the people who helped found the foundation itself. So it's called Ties and Pennies, and you're supposed to get dressed up, wear your suit, your cocktail dress, and a tie for the men, and women can also just wear a cocktail dress. And you have to wear sneakers or tennis shoes. So it's just a fun event we came up with to recognize some people and have a good night out in town, and especially nice, it's going to be at the Virginia Theater.
Yeah, that's right. And I love the heavy hors d'oeuvres from some of my favorite restaurants, including Biagi's and V. Picasso, Baxter's, Dish Passionate Cuisine, also CNC Kitchen and Sugar by Sarah. It looks like also involved live music, a wine pull, cash bar, raffle opportunities. This is a great cause, as you mentioned, Champaign Parks Foundation, as we help support the new Martin Center. And I have Sam Banks in studio here from the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. Sam, let's talk about the new Martin Center.
Well, that's a Park District project connected with a great opportunity for our community. And Joe can certainly take a lead on talking about it, but the opportunity for the Boys and Girls Club to be involved with it as a partner is a great opportunity for us. Our goal in working with Joe and the Park District at the center is to move our youth programs to the Martin Center. So our elementary, after school, and summer programs will be located in that new building. So we're very excited about it.
Joe, tell us how this all started.
Well, the Ryan and Julie Martins, who owned Human Kinetics for a long period of time, have retired, moved to Florida, and they want to give back to the community where Human Kinetics Publishing Company started. And they decided they would like to see a new community center on their 10 acres, which they have turned over to the Park District as a new park called Human Kinetics Park. And they decided to give the Park District $4.4 million to help us start a campaign to build a new community center. So it's fantastic of them to do that. It really doesn't happen very often where someone comes in and gives you $4.4 million. So we're very excited about it. We're up to about $8.5, $9 million now in our fundraising efforts, and hopefully we can get to about $12 million to build a new 40,000 to 50,000 square foot recreation center.
So when someone comes in tomorrow to the Virginia Theater at 5 o'clock to support the Champaign Parks Foundation and the Martin Center that's coming our way and inspiring youth in our community, this is kind of a start. And if people want to keep giving in order to make your goals, what can they do, Joe?
Well, they can write a check. And we also have pledge cards. They can make a pledge to make a donation to the Parks Foundation to help cover some of those costs for the new Martin Center. We have naming rights, and a lot of great information about that facility will be at the event on Thursday night.
Okay, so is there also pictures and things like that on display so we can check out?
Actually, we have a video, and
okay.
You can watch the video that night. We also have it online on our website, campaignparkdistrict.com. And so people will learn a lot of information about the new Martin Center.
Joe, let's pivot now over to Sam Banks and talk about the incredible work we've seen inside the last few years since you've been at the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club with our youth. There's a need.
There really is a need, and the Boys and Girls Club, we just celebrated our 50th anniversary of the club being in the community and impacting lives of people who really kind of need some support to realize their potential. And today we have over 800 registered members who come through the club either through for the after-school program, summer programs, other kind of special programming that we do, and over 1,000 kids, total youth served, with kids who also participate at the club in various programs who may not be members. So the work and impact of the club has grown and continues to grow. The great thing about being asked to be a part of the Martin Center is it's going to allow us to reach out to those kids and families who we can't serve because of the size of the facility that we're in. The Martin Center will allow us to work with we're working with about 150 to 80 kids a day in our current facility. And we'll be able to just have our elementary kids at the Martin Center, and we're hopeful of just at the elementary level going to about 200 kids a day.
Wow.
It will also allow our current facility to become our teen center, And about 40 to 50 of the kids who are in the club every day will be able to, of those teens, will be able to remain at Park Street. We can really make that facility more appropriate for teens and have the kind of facility activities in the building that really relate to them. And that's going to be an opportunity to grow the team numbers that also come to the club each day.
Thank you so much for both of you working with the youth in our community and getting them on track and getting them learning new things and keeping them inspired. You both have terrific staffs to thank for some of the programming that you're doing for our youth. Let's start with you, Joe, on how people find out more about Ties and Tennies at the Virginia Theater tomorrow at 5. It's a $50 ticket if you want to go. How can they get more involved?
They can go online, champagneparks.com, and purchase tickets online, or call our foundation director. The person in charge of our foundation is Laura Otterberry, and her number is 819-3839.
Sweet. Thank you so much for being on the air with us, Joe. I'm going to conclude with a little visit with Sam as I bump up against the news here at the bottom of the hour. Happy 2019, Joe. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Again, champagneparks.com. And again, Sam, I know we were talking at the end of the year about some last-minute giving and donations. How did that turn out for your 50th anniversary in 2018?
You know, it really turned out well. We continue to hope that people continue to give toward the end of the year. We're not quite at our goal yet that we had. But the way we get things done at the Boys and Girls Club, because we don't have a tremendous amount of funding support from either government entities or fees, that because we don't charge fees, it makes a difference, the support of the community, and that's how we've been able to get the club to where it is today. So that kind of support, individuals who care about what we're trying to do, really makes a difference.
And tell us that website in the last few seconds.
Yeah, our website is, you can go to dmbgc.org, or you can give us a call at 355-KIDS if you'd like to know more, get involved, volunteer, support the cause, and we really appreciate people doing that.
Thanks for being on, Sam.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump meets with the top congressional leaders from both parties again this afternoon after lunch with Senate Republicans to talk about border wall funding and ending the partial government shutdown.
This is a humanitarian crisis, a crisis of the heart, and a crisis of the soul.
The president in his primetime Oval Office address to the nation last night was followed by a response from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
Separate the shutdown from arguments over border security.
The partial government shutdown over the issues now in its 19th day. Fox confirms that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein plans to step down in the next few weeks.
A DOJ official says Rosenstein, who's been overseeing the Russia probe, wants to ensure a smooth transition for the incoming Attorney General. William Barr has been nominated for AG with a confirmation hearing set for next week.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign County Board tonight is set to vote on whether to write off more than $4 million in bad debt from the nursing home. The News Gazette says the county executive says that amount of debt is more than 210 days old. And because it is that old, it should be considered uncollectible at this point. The nursing home is still owned by the county, even though there had been a deal to sell it. If you own a vehicle with a push-button start, remember to take your key fob out of the vehicle when you're not in it. USA Today says the number of vehicle thefts is up, and officials with the National Crime Bureau say it's largely because people make it easy for thieves by leaving the key fobs in the vehicles. Vehicles that have a push-button start won't start unless the key fob is nearby. Thieves stole more vehicles in 2017 than they had in any single year since 2009. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
You use your phone to send pictures. You use your phone to video chat. Now you can use your phone to get a moving estimate. Two Men in a Truck appreciates how current technology can make it easy to schedule your next move. Share your panoramic pictures. Accurate estimate. Video tour your belongings. Accurate estimate. No stress, no inconvenience. Just an accurate moving estimate. Just visit twomenchampagne.com to get started.
ESPN 93.5, I'm Diane Ducey. Been fun learning about ties and tennies at the Virginia Theater tomorrow night at 5 as we help out the Champaign Parks Foundation and Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club with that new Martin Center coming our way. Great stuff happening as we're moving and shaking in 2019. Our forecast with a high 25, low 16. Boy, it's windy, but I love the sunshine. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine on tomorrow's forecast. High 30, low 20. We've got some clouds on Friday as we wrap up the week, but a high 35, low 27. We have a chance for precipitation Friday night and a 70% chance of snow with a high around the freezing point on Saturday. After all these beautiful 50-degree weather days, we're back into winter weather. ESPN 93.5, Stevie J on his Asian tour. He's been checking in with various reports, and I love hearing about what's happening with Stevie J Travel.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Stevie J. Thank you, Diane. I'm in Busan, South Korea. This is a port city, and it's the second largest city in South Korea. And it's beautiful. It's cold today. This is the only day we think we'll need our stocking cap on this adventure. Temperatures in the 30s, but sunny. We are now at the fish market. And if you've been to San Francisco, I think they have something comparable. This is the authentic fish market. I mean, this stuff just came out of the water. It's unbelievable how many people are here and how fresh this fish looks. Now, I will say, some of this is, you know, really, really good looking and everything, but the stuff that's still alive and the way the crabs are kind of stacked on each other feels a little, I don't like that. I see these fish that are living that are in this little laundry basket and they're trying to swim and there's no room and that kind of stuff. So I don't care if they're fresh, but alive and stuff. Anyway, that's just kind of the culture here. So we found ourselves empathizing with the fish. So there you go. But it's amazing. There's so many people here, and there has to be hundreds and hundreds of little itty-bitty stands with these South Koreans just working their behinds off. I mean, this is work, folks. You and me, we don't work. This is effort. These folks have got the right equipment. They've got hoses running on their fish. They're cutting it. They're preparing it. They're cooking it in some cases. Mostly it's all fresh. People are coming by this market and simply grabbing, pointing what they want. I've seen live squid in a little laundry basket trying to swim. And as I've mentioned before, this is the place where they cut the tentacles off and serve it live, and the little tentacles are moving. I believe that's here. We touched on that. I couldn't believe it. I haven't seen it actually served like that, but I've certainly seen the squid where it could easily be done. So here we are in Busan, and again, we just got done with Nagasaki, Japan. I touched on that earlier. This is, it is unbelievable. We've done a lot of trips over the course of the last 20 years with radio listeners. This is really unique because this is so outside our culture. This is so far away from home. It is remarkable the kinds of things we're seeing and how diverse it is and how different it is and how 360 degrees in some cases of our culture versus theirs. South Korea is very, very much a Western-feeling country, there's no doubt. Obviously, we've heard about all the North Korean things. We're quite a ways from Seoul. Seoul's the biggest city in South Korea. And we're in Busan. And again, I believe it used to be called Busan with a P, now B, Busan. But it's, again, vibrant, incredible. If you really want information on our other trips that we take, you can go to steviejtravel.com, steviejtravel.com, and look. We're going on a lot of cool trips coming up in the next 8 to 12 months. We've got a great trip with Mary Beth coming up to Alaska in June. Janet and I are hosting a Rhine River cruise that's almost sold out. It's all at steviejtravel.com. We'd love you to come on an adventure with us, and this truly is an adventure when we're talking about the Grand Asia. So we'll spend the day in Busan. I'll talk to you coming up in just a bit here, Diane. I'll talk some more about where we are, some of the sights and sounds. But tomorrow we are at sea. We're at sea a couple of days, and then we'll be filing reports from Hong Kong on Friday. We're looking forward to doing that. So for now, from the fish market in Busan, South Korea, the biggest fish market I've ever seen in my life with fish that are unbelievable, this is Stevie J, ESPN 93.5.
ESPN 93.5. 93.5. I'm Diane Ducey. Stevie J touring Asia with his family. Stevie J travels, enjoying the group from East Central Illinois that are taken in 5 different countries. In the meantime, I'm going on the air in our studio line with Loretta Powers checking in. Hi, Loretta.
Hi, Diane.
Thanks so much for being on as we discuss some legal stories that have been trending. How long have you been an attorney?
About 5 years now.
Okay, well, I have never seen a judge tape a defendant's mouth shut. In your 5 years, you probably haven't either.
That's right. You know, we call this black robe syndrome because sometimes judges can yell at you for doing nothing wrong. They're just having a bad day, and they just kind of take it out on people. But a Cleveland judge has recused himself and apologized after taping a man's mouth shut. The defendant interrupted the court proceedings 54 times in 60 minutes. But instead of holding him in contempt after the 3rd time, which is what most judges would have done, he had 5 guards pin him down and put duct tape over his mouth.
Oh, my goodness. But interruptions 54 times. Wow.
Exactly. The Supreme Court of Ohio appointed another judge to do this defendant's sentencing, who he's been found guilty of 3 armed robberies and faces a maximum of 134 years in prison. I think the tape was the least of his concerns, to be honest.
Right, that's right. Well, we're visiting with Loretta Powers here on ESPN 93.5. I saw that Los Angeles City Attorney Office on Friday announced that they sued a parent company of the Weather Channel, alleging for years that it was misleading and unlawfully collecting the private data from their mobile app users. What are you finding on that story?
Well, Los Angeles prosecutors say that they're suing to stop the app from tracking the whereabouts of its users and then selling that data to third parties. This is creepy. This is as creepy as Matt Lauer is to an intern. It's absolutely ridiculous. I don't want to be able to check my weather and all of a sudden my location and everything is just sold to third parties. But I think this is going to be one of many lawsuits because they're really cracking down on this. Data mining is a very popular way for these apps to make money. And at the end of the day, I don't think consumers want to pay $3.99 every single month to get the weather. And so in the alternative, they're selling all of your information.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I worry about getting into new things or, you know, giving people information. I just don't want to be on anybody's radar. And I feel like it happens all the time. I guess we should just get used to it.
Well, in the future, I think that whenever you download an app, you will get a notification saying, hey, we're going to sell your data to third parties, say yes or no. And if you say yes, you could use the app. If you say no, then you can't use the app. But I think that's where we're headed legally.
I see. And then we're going to wrap up with Kevin Spacey's story. I know that he made his first court appearance this week on the alleged sexual assault. Let's go into Kevin Spacey's story. I've seen him in the movies, love him as an actor, but boy, the personal life, not so much.
Yes, he already lost his successful Hollywood career, but I doubt he's going to lose his freedom. The alleged victim to come forward and also told Spacey that he was a 23-year-old college student. He turned out to be an 18-year-old busboy at the restaurant. Mm. They had several drinks together, and I think the defense team is going to find every single person at that bar, interview them, to kind of see whether or not Kevin Spacey acted consensually, because that's the crux of the issue here on this case.
Yeah. Well, that'll be interesting to watch. I didn't, you know, I guess you just hear bits and pieces, and you just assume there was a victim involved and not that consensual card that you're talking about. Is he in court throughout the week then?
No. He already left on his private plane out of Nantucket. And the judge is acting very weird, I think. He is not requiring Kevin Spacey to show up at his next court date, which is March the 4th. Also, he didn't require Kevin Spacey to surrender his passport, nor is he putting any bond restrictions on him. So that makes me think that the judge doesn't think that this case is very serious, and there might not even be a trial. Charges might be dropped before it even gets to that point. We'll see.
I see. Loretta Powers, how can we reach out to you in case we have a legal question?
You can always follow me on Twitter at Loretta_Powers.
Thanks for being on this morning on ESPN 93.5.
My pleasure. Thank you, Diane.
What would you do if you had to sleep on the street for a night in the middle of winter? Could you survive on the streets? Hi, I'm Rob Dahlhaus, Executive Director at See You at Home, and I would like to offer you an opportunity to answer these questions firsthand. Friday, February 1st, See You at Home will host our annual community awareness event, One Winter Night. I humbly ask you to consider joining our team of box dwellers and be a part of this experience where your perspective about homelessness can truly be changed. To join the One Winter Night team, please contact me at 991-0356 and say, "Count me in for OWN 2019.
ESPN 93.5, we've been hearing in Illini Nation more football recruiting news. I knew Luke Ford is someone that's committed from Carterville, and he's seeking immediate eligibility to have 3 years remaining on the field. He went his freshman year to the University of Georgia, but out of Carterville, this tight end could be coming our way. We're looking forward to the Illini basketball game tonight. The women are hosting Rutgers at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow at 7, the men will host number 2, Michigan. And it is bobblehead night. Kendall Gill is featured as the first one. I know that Tay and Carp are giving away some bobbleheads also, as they have a salute to our flying Illini. So pretty cool stuff in case you want to get in on this with Game Day Spirit, your official fan store of the Fighting Illini. And again, Kendall Gill night tomorrow night. Marcus Liberty on January 16th. Lowell Hamilton on the 23rd. February 2nd, when we play Nebraska, it'll be Kenny Battle night. And then Michigan State on February 5th with Nick Anderson. What a great idea to hand out the bobbleheads from the U of I Department of Athletics with their 30th anniversary of the Fighting Illini. Again, that game tomorrow night. And folks have been texting in IL to 359-2255 in order to win a pair of tickets. I'll have to get to that after the show, obviously. Hands full right now. Bulls are in Portland tonight. The Pacers beat Cleveland 123-115 with Thaddeus King leading Indianapolis with 26 points. They've got a game against Boston tonight. On the coaching carousel, we're finding some hires. Cliff Kingsbury with the Arizona Cardinals coming from Texas Tech. It's been a few years since we've seen that transition between college into professional realm. So Cliff Kingsbury, Arizona Cardinal coach, looks like Bruce Arians has struck the deal at the age of 66 coming out of retirement to work for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In baseball, Chicago White Sox have a two-year, $18 million a year deal with Kelvin Herrera. Also wanted to hit Parkland, beating Kankakee 62-61. The women were in action yesterday, but lost to South Suburban 68-58. NHL on ice last night. Dallas over St. Louis 3-1. Nashville and Blackhawks in action in Chicago tonight. At sports, I'm Diane Ducey, 847. And we'll be talking more and getting the weather. We have Vanessa Duncan from Special Olympics as we gear up for the Polar Plunge at Lake of the Woods in Mahomet. That's coming up on March 9th. We'll get more details on that next. ESPN 93.5.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates.
Donna Summer, hot stuff. When I talk about the Polar Plunge on March 9th at Lake of the Woods in Mahomet, CBJ Broadcasting has been a part of this. It is really quite the scene. Special Olympics Region I, Vanessa Duncan, welcome to our studios.
Thank you, Diane.
I'm glad you're here and talking about those Special Olympians, my son Aiden being one of them. And he loves to throw the softball. I know there's an event typically at Centennial, but last year Centennial, I think, had some revamping they were doing, so moved to somewhere else.
We also did revamping and became Region I. There was three regions areas that combined together.
Okay.
Area 8, which is Champaign, and Area 9. So, of course, our athletes who were competing here in Champaign at Spring Games were invited to the EIU Spring Games.
Okay.
Or our Warrensburg-Latham Spring Games.
Okay, gotcha. I think we were doing the Warrensburg-Latham thing, and that was a great facility. everybody. It's just so moving when the athletes are at their, I mean, for Unity Rocket Special Olympics team, there was, you know, maybe six or eight of them. And, you know, they had their banner and that opening ceremony as they follow the torch and then get ready to light the torch and the national anthem. And typically that's done by one of the Special Olympian athletes and then the pledge that they all take for good sportsmanship.
Yes, our spring games is a great place to actually see some of our beginner athletes. We all, I mean, our upcoming event in April is our swimming competition right here in Champaign at the U of I Arc. And that's the first weekend for Saturday of April. I think that's the 6th. And there you can see some of our athletes who are, you know, competing at another level and doing events like the backstroke, the breaststroke, the 100-meter IM. So it's great to see our athletes start and it a competition like track and field, mm-hmm. and maybe even branch out to basketball, mm-hmm. or to swimming. And so we're really looking forward to this season coming up.
Vanessa Duncan on ESPN 93.5. How many athletes are we talking about in Region I?
We have 1,472 athletes,
wow.
in Region I.
So you can help and start donating now. Start getting your teams together. The Polar Plunge is always exciting, and that's on March 9th. But ahead of that event, when you're taking a dip in the lake at Lake of the Woods with your teammates and things like that, I know we're in the works of trying to get my team Aiden together and, you know, make donations online. Let's talk about that portion of the day. How do people get going on that and get started?
Well, they can go to our website, plungeillinois.com, and you just simply scroll down the page, and it lists all 23 of our plunge locations. So you'll see Mahomet, Polar Plunge, and Donut Dash listed. And so when you click on that, it takes you to the direct site for the Mahomet, Polar Plunge, and Donut Dash. And you can register as a plunger, as a dasher, or both. And, of course, we welcome teams for our plunge team. So, you know, hopefully somebody would step up and be a team captain and create that team like your team Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's really simple on our donor drive site to send out emails to invite friends to your team with the direct link to your team. So it actually opens them up to the Mahomet Polar Plunge Team Aiden. Register here.
Sounds pretty easy. Now, you're mentioning the Polar Plunge, but in the morning, this Donut Dash is a great concept with our law enforcement officials really supporting that. Describe that event.
The Donut Dash 5K is going to be around Lake of the Woods, Mahomet. Now, it was there 2 years ago and 3 years ago, and it was well received. We did have it in Champaign area last year, and people said, take it back to the Lake of the Woods, Mahomet.
Okay.
So we did. And, of course, during the route, there are three donut stops where you have the opportunity to eat a donut and take a minute off your time. And for some of us who are not such great runners, we can use that extra time off at the end, for sure.
Just by consuming a donut on the route. And there's three stops, so potentially 3 minutes coming off your time.
Absolutely. I need that.
I do, too. That sounds awesome. I know that I'll be helping out and getting things going. Typically, Emerson has joined me with the kind of oath that the Special Olympians take.
Yes.
And have good sportsmanship in all these events.
Oh, yes. We have an oath that's kind of particular to the Donut Dash, plus an oath that's a little particular to the Polar Plunge. But both Sarah Mintz, who is our plunge ambassador, and Emerson York, who is our other plunge ambassador, will be there for the Donut Dash and the Polar Plunge.
That sounds awesome. And again, supporting over 1,400 athletes in our area, it's important for you guys to get this donation money in. And then you mentioned some of the spring events, but then in June, going to Bloomington is really a moving experience.
Absolutely. So all of our athletes who receive gold in their events throughout the spring, and that's including basketball. So we have our basketball competitions coming up, our swimming, our powerlifting, our track and field. So an athlete who wins gold at that can go on advance to state summer games. And Region I pays for the cost of that. So our athletes get free housing. They also get up to 9 meals for, you know, the weekend of being there. So we really need to make sure we have the funds to ensure that they can do that for free. They don't have to pay to actually stay up there in Bloomington to go to state summer games.
Now, my friend Dave Breen was a Unity grad in the 80s, and he's the one that's kind of leading things up at Special Olympics.
Yes, Dave Breen is our president and CEO of Special Olympics Illinois.
Shout out, folks in Sedoris. Dave's awesome, and he does a great job interacting with everybody and high-fiving folks, and I just want to special hello to Dave. So Vanessa Duncan talking about Special Olympics here on ESPN 93.5. Again, the event at Lake of the Woods in Mahomet on March 9th. Starting out with the Donut Dash, it's a 5K at 8.
The registration is at 8 o'clock. Okay. The dash starts at 9. Should be wrapping up around 10 a.m., which is the time that our plunger registration starts.
Okay. Now, then you go to the pavilion for kind of the hub, and that's over by the lake, and it's along the route for the Donut Dash. So everything's kind of right there, centrally located in Mahomet. And Mahomet's such a great community to have this, and everybody's stepping up and feeling good with the Special Olympians that they're supporting and the teams and the law enforcement officials. I really encourage folks to get involved. The plunge then starts at 11?
It kicks off at noon.
At noon. Okay.
Yep. So we have a little bit of brief opening ceremonies at around 11:55, and we go plunging at noon.
And, you know, some people take this on, like, with costumes and, you
we
know,
encourage
just run right
costumes.
In. But some people just tip their toe in. It's just a variety of participants.
Right. And you know, it is up to you how you plunge. You've raised the $100 in donations. You have your official plunge hoodie. If you want to dip in your toe because maybe you're not feeling well, that's fine with us. If you want to go all under, you go for it. I absolutely do every year.
What got you into this, Vanessa?
Well, actually, my mom was a special education teacher growing up, so I was involved in Special Olympics growing up. And then when the position came open a little over 5 years ago, I was encouraged to jump on board because I've always had a connection with our Special Olympics athletes in one way or another.
We sure appreciate you chiming in and letting us know about the event. Jackie Parks has done a great job in the past, too.
Oh, yes. And Jackie's still with us.
With her extending family. So it's great that she's got that going on. Again, thank you so much for being part of the show today.
Thank you, Diane.
All right. SpecialOlympics.org if people want more information. That'll do it for me. Enjoy your day. Jeremy Warner shows next on ESPN 93.5. We'll be right back.